Okay, I'm going to talk about two things today. First thing is, why keep the Feast of Tabernacles? There's lots of reasons to keep the feast. For one reason, it's because you can get off work, you get to go somewhere and relax and do things with your family. Another reason is, you get to see friends and family at church that you only get to see once or twice a year. Also, the Bible says so. Let's turn to Leviticus 23:33. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of the 7th month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles. For the 7th day is Israel, or for the 7th day to the Lord. On the first day there shall be a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work on it. For 7 days you shall offer an offering made by fire to the Lord." And what does that mean? An offering made by fire to the Lord means to sacrifice an animal to the Lord. We do not do this because when Jesus sacrificed his life, it took the place of it. On the 18th day you shall have a holy convocation, and you shall offer an offering made by fire to the Lord. It is a scarce assembly, and you shall do no customary work on it. These are the feasts of the Lord which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations. The offering, an offering made by fire to the Lord, and burnt offering is a grain offering, a sacrifice, and drink offerings. Everything on its day, besides the Sabbath of the Lord, besides the gifts, besides the bowls, and besides all your free will offerings which you give to the Lord. Also, the 15th day of the 7th month, and you gain in the fruit of the land. You shall keep the feast of the Lord for 7 days. On the first day you shall be a Sabbath rest. And on the 8th day, a Sabbath rest, and you shall take for yourselves on the first day of the fruit of beautiful trees, branches, and palm trees, the boughs of leafy trees and willows of the brook. You shall rejoice before the Lord your God for 7 days. You shall keep the feast of the Lord for 7 days in a year. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. You shall celebrate it in the 7th month. You shall dwell in booths for 7 days. All who are native Israelites shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Israel. I am the Lord your God. So Moses declared to the children of Israel the feast of the Lord. I'd also like to turn to Deuteronomy chapter 16:16. Three times a year all your males shall appear before the Lord your God in the place which he chooses, at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of Weeks, and the Feast of Tabernacles. And they shall not appear before the Lord empty-handed. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord which he has given you. So every three seasons you shall always have an offering, like on the spring holidays, the summer holidays, and the fall holidays. Now turn to Zechariah 14:16. And it shall come to pass that everyone who is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall go up from the year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. And it shall come, and it shall be that whichever of the families of the earth do not come to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord's host, and the Lord's host on them, they will be no rain. Verse 18. If the family of Egypt will not come up and enter in it, there shall be no rain. They shall receive the plague which the Lord strikes the nations who do not come up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. It shall be the punishment of Egypt and the punishment of all the nations that do not come up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. So in the future, if you don't keep the Feast of Tabernacles, you won't get rain, like not from day forward, but when Jesus returns. Now, the second thing I would like to talk about would be unclean and clean foods. Please turn to Leviticus 11, verse 1. Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying to them, Speak the children of Israel, saying, these are the animals which you may eat among all the animals that are on the earth. Among the animals, whatever divides the hoof, having cloven hoof, and chewing the cud, that you may eat. Nevertheless, these you shall not eat among those that chew the cud, and or those who have cloven hooves. The camel, because it chews its cud but does not have cloven hooves, it is unclean to you. The rock, Hararax, because it chews its cud but does not have cloven hooves, it is unclean to you. The hare, because it chews its cud but does not have cloven hooves, it is unclean to you. And the swine, though it divides the hoof, having cloven hooves, yet does not chew its cud, it is unclean to you. Their flesh you shall not eat, and the carcasses you shall not touch. They are unclean to you. These you may eat of all that are in the water. Whatever is in the water that has fins and scales, whether in the seas or in the rivers, that you may eat. But all the seas or in the rivers that do not have fins or scales, all that moves in water or any living thing which is in the water, they are an abomination to you. They shall be an abomination to you. You shall not eat their flesh. But you shall regard their curses as an abomination. I'd like to talk about school for a minute. I'll tell people in school that I don't eat pork, and they ask me why, and I'll say, because the Bible says it's unclean, and they think I'm really weird, so I proved it to them one day, and this is some of the answers I got. They'd say, well, that's in the Old Testament, so we don't go by the Old Testament anymore. Or they say that's what the Jews do, or stuff like that. But actually, at lunch, they actually fixed me cheese pizza instead of pepperoni pizza. So, verse 12. Verse 13. And these which you shall regard as an abomination among the birds, that they shall not be eaten. They are an abomination. The eagle, the vulture, the buzzard, kite, and the falcon after its kind, every raven after its kind, the ostrich, the short-eared owl, the seagull, the hawk after its kind, the little owl, the fisher owl, the screech owl, the white owl, the jackdaw and the caven vulture, the stork, the heron after its kind, the hoopoe, the bat, also flying insects that creep on all fours shall be an abomination to you. Yet these you may eat, the very flying insect that creeps on all fours. Those that which have jointed legs above their feet and with to leap on the earth, these you may eat. The locust after its kind, and the destroying locust after its kind, the cricket after its kind, and the grasshopper. But all other flying insects have 4 feet shall be an abomination to you. But these you shall become. Shall become unclean. Whoever touches the carcasses of any of them shall be unclean until evening. Whoever carries part of the carcass of any of them shall wash his clothes and be unclean until evening. These carcasses of any animal which divides the foot that is not clothing and hooved, or does not chew the cud, all kinds of ants, it is unclean to you. Everyone who touches it shall be unclean, and whatever goes on poles among shall be unclean, or all kinds of animals that go on all fours, these are unclean to you. Whoever touches any such carcass shall be unclean till evening. Whoever carries any such carcass shall wash his clothes and be unclean till evening. It is unclean to you. I guess that's about it.